I will
show well, take hey, two. Hey, everybody.
Take we two, Dylan.
Accidentally had like 2 minutes of our episode.
It was 56 seconds. You literally doubled the exaggeration.
I was looking at the number upside down, Dylan.
Yeah, so it looked like 65. So or it looked 90, like 90 S.
I'm just saying, I thought I saw a 2 somewhere.
Okay, well, okay. Dylan claimed it was racist.
I never claimed it was racist.
Yes, you did! You clicked delete and said, it's racist.
Yeah, it was racist.
So we made it 56 seconds into a podcast before we realized
that it was racist.
That it was could have been racist. Could have been.
Okay, let's talk about this. What is racism? What is it? Let's get a definition out there so we know if we're being racist.
Favoring any race.
Okay, showing bias towards one race over another.
I think it's more about appearance, too. Because, like, someone looked at me, I'm just... And they're racist towards, like, Russian people, you know? Like, Russian people are white. I'm white. Would they be racist toward me? Because I don't think I'm any... Like, I don't have any Russian in me. I don't think.
But you have Czech in you.
I mean, I'd have to check.
High five!
That was totally not intended. Anyway, so yeah, I think it's more about appearance and image than it is about actual genes. Right?
Okay.
Because, like, if you like hated Russian people, and this whole time you just thought I was American, then one day I was like, I'm Russian. Then all of a sudden you start hating me. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, but I don't... See... But, yeah, sure, appearance has something to do with it. It does. But the reason why the bias... Like, why it appears is because of the fact that you think that somebody's part of a race. So I still think it's racism, like... Even if they really aren't that race, but you think they are, it's still racism. You still show bias towards one race over another, even if they aren't that race, but you think
you're
they are.
You're showing bias to...
That's just called being an ignorant racist.
Hey,
it could be favoring the discrimination of that race, too. Like, that's where the bad part comes in, I guess. Like,
we all know Hawaiians are the best race. And we can just leave it at that.
Okay, all right.
Are you sure you don't want to delete it, Dylan? Because that was racist.
No, I'm just racist against everyone else but Hawaiians. Because they're on a plane higher than us, and that's okay. They run the world secretly, I guarantee you.
They're
just like the Masons.
They're on a plane higher than us? Because I thought they were at, like, sea level. And we're at
4,000.
Fly Hawaiian, dude. Hawaiian Air.
I am, actually. I will be flying
Hawaiian. Oh, yeah. You're going to...
I'm going to Australia. And I had a dream. Of course. That would fit perfectly into this.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, okay.
But I really did have a dream.
So I'm done with racism. I have a dream.
Okay, I had the most stressful dream. I had to go catch my flight on my plane at 7:30 a.m. That's what time my flight leaves. So I thought, hey, I'll give myself time to be there 2 hours before I leave.
You need people to drive you there, don't you?
I'll figure it out, but it'll be fine. Someone will drive me. But part of the dream was I gave myself that time, but for some reason in my head I was like, I'll wake up at 6:30, that'll give me time to get there. two hours ahead of 7:30. So... When I woke up, and this dream just ruined my sleep, yeah, in my dream, like, when I woke up, I realized I hadn't packed anything.
Like, wow.
I hadn't even got my suitcase out of the garage or anything. So I kind of, I was rushing frantically, and I don't know if I ever got my flight. I woke up for real. And I just realized that.
At what point did you wake up in the process of getting to the airport?
Like, at the point when I realized I was doomed and I was probably gonna have to go to a service desk and catch a different flight or something.
That's horrible.
I hadn't even left home yet. When I woke up.
You just wake up, look at the clock, I am so screwed.
Yeah. Yep, I need to pack.
Or you can just realize you're dreaming and say, I'm not leaving for Australia for 4 more months. It becomes a lucid dream, and then you fly after the plane.
Yes.
I am coming to get you. Or you can stretch the plane to your hand and then get into it.
so scared of those dreams.
I said something... I've said a few things unintentionally funny today, like how I need to check.
Oh, everybody. Tyler's unintentionally. Okay.
Remember how I said that? I think... Oh, and I said I have a dream. That was unintentionally funny.
So that's all of today?
No. So there was another one. Oh, okay. No, there was another one in class earlier. We were learning about a rock called gypsum. There's a rock called gypsum. And our professor always passes around rocks through the class. And it's kind of awkward because everyone's like really spread out. So you can just tell everyone's dread when she's like, we'll pass around this rock. So you have to like get up and walk like 45 feet to the next chair and like hand it to the person. And sit down for like a minute and a half. Then there's like another rock. And you like do it again. But anyway, people have just got so lazy that they just pass it to like the next closest person. And it doesn't even get to like half the class. So they were passing around gypsum. And the girl next to me, like, after a while goes, hey, what the heck? We didn't even get the gypsum. And I looked down and I said, do you feel gypped?
Do you feel gypsum?
Do you feel gypsum? I just...
So you're from Missouri.
But the thing was, as I said it, I was like, that was way funnier than I thought it... I didn't think it was going to be funny. That was accidental.
Did she laugh?
Unintentionally funny. We laughed at how, you know, like, if it was on purpose, you know, you would laugh at how stupid it was. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of how the laugh was.
Did she wink at you after this?
I don't remember.
Are you marrying her? Do you love her?
No.
How tall is she?
No.
I know exactly how tall she is. I know exactly how tall she is.
This is what I say to bug people when they ask me, like, things of estimations of heights or distances or whatever, just... She's a fair height. Fair.
She's fair.
What does fair mean?
Oh.
Like, fair.
Above like, average.
Oh. Just like...
Right? Above average is fair.
Dude, just start using dead measurements. Like, she is 4.5 cubits tall. And she weighs
about 7 stone.
She weighs 7 stone.
No, stone is still in use.
It is.
In England. Yeah. It's like roughly like 20 pounds, isn't it?
14 and a half.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Oh, stupid. Thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, thanks, Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan.
Stupid.
So can we talk about...
No, we're going to talk about that girl. I know exactly how tall she is.
I came up...
Okay, how tall?
How tall is she?
That tall.
A fair height.
She is around this tall.
She's a fair height.
She's like that tall.
Oh, that was weird because we're sitting down...
She looks
and,
tall,
and Derek,
yeah.
Derek held his hand out to, like...
A foot above my head.
How high it is off the ground. But since he's sitting down, his hand is, like, above his head.
Yeah.
So I was imagining that height as if he was standing up.
No, she's
not 6 foot eight.
She's about that tall. And do you
that's
know how
short.
I know, Dylan?
That's short.
How?
Because Kyler was going to ask her on a date.
Well, I did. Not was going to.
Yeah, let's avoid the sadness of... So what happens is, I normally meet him after class, and then we go to the gym and play racquetball or whatever. So he texts me and he says, dude, meet me at the gym. And I knew immediately that he didn't want me to talk to him because he was talking to this girl. So I delayed. I delayed after my class was over. I delayed leaving. I went and got a candy bar from the vending machine. I was like, this should delay me about 2 or 3 minutes. I'll meet Kyler in the locker room. I walk out of the science lab building. And who do I run into? I'm literally, like, 2 feet from before I realize that it's him. It was Kyler.
You
just
ignore him. You act like he doesn't
exist. I did. I was just... I walked out of the building and just like, oh, who's this guy with racquetball? Holy crap, that is Kyler.
He basically almost tripped on me.
I really did.
Before he realized.
Because I was looking at my phone, like all idiots do in college, and I saw that he was talking to this girl. So what did I do? I did what every good friend would do. I followed him and took pictures.
He did. He really did.
It was great. And then I walked past him, and I was like smirking the whole time as I walked by. But he knew. Kyler saw me long before I ever saw him.
So
I literally just ran into him.
I want to do this with more people here, but I thought, what would be the most awkward? I hope they don't listen to this. I want Kenny and...
How about... Okay, sorry.
They won't listen to this, I'm sure. They're both too busy. I want to get Kenny and Alex on the podcast. And then I want to play a game like, what girl do you regret not asking out in high school? And have those two give their answers first, and then we just totally not do it. So we have them put themselves we have them put themselves out there, and then we just bail on them completely.
That'd be funny.
That is, I use that trick on freshmen all the time. We had this kid named Chris who was very opinionated and outspoken, and me and Morgan and Taylor would just let him go. And one time we asked his opinion about the WNBA, and he sounded like the most sexist, like, bigot, like ridiculous, like, over-the-top opinions. And then we're like, okay, there's our WNBA segment. Thanks, Chris. And we totally shut it down. And he was like, wait, no, I'm the only one that sounds bad. And I'm like, that's why we didn't say anything. Yeah. Like, we just sat there in silence.
Leave every man behind.
Yes. That's the philosophy of our podcast.
Those segments are cringeworthy and hilarious if you can pull them off perfectly.
That sounds pretty good. So,
what would be another thing we could do that with? Like, what could we?
I don't know.
We should probably shouldn't talk about it. We should probably make it secret.
No way.
Well, no one's gonna listen to this.
Yeah, nobody ever listens.
76 unique downloads. 26 of which were ours.
That's way more
than I thought, too.
Why are you listening to this?
Yeah, why are you doing this?
Think to yourself.
Go get another job. I've made it. Or a job.
11 minutes and 37, 8, 9 seconds.
Wasted. It's gone. You will never get that time back.
Time is the most
precious and scarce resource.
You can't mine time. You can't trade time.
It is very finite, and you are wasting heaps of it.
Remember that Justin Timberlake?
Do you know what? Maybe time. Speaking of wasting time,
I've never watched.
There's that Justin Timberlake. I think it was Justin Timberlake. He had a movie where you like bought things with time, like
percentage. I heard it was time great. Of your life. I heard it was great.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, let's go see a movie that's 17 seconds, and it's just like 17 seconds of your life.
Yeah, no, it was real. So, like, basically you live till you grow up, and then when you're 20, you can live forever, but you get a certain amount of time. And that's the commodity that human beings use, is time.
Does everyone get the same amount of time?
Yeah, everybody starts out with the same amount of time. And then however you invest it, food costs time, TV costs time, power, everything costs time, right? But you also can like get a job and earn time. And so I guess the plot of this movie is, I don't know how it happens, but he somehow runs into this really rich guy who has tons.
He's a million timer of seconds.
Yeah. So he has heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps of time, like thousands of years on him. And he somehow transfers it all to this guy, this kid. Basically, and then...
Is this The Giver?
No. Okay. No, because that's not time, that's information. No, it's different, Kyler.
As they would say in Colombia, information.
Start it over!
It's not racist. Whenever there's an I-O-N word, I like to say it ion.
Ion. Information.
So I guess the movie is about him stumbling upon like all of this time, and he can live forever, basically, like a long time.
Speaking of movies, it's
This
is our awards.
It's time to give out the first annual cake. We're gonna call them the Cakeys. The first annual Cakeys.
The Cakeys.
The Cakeys.
The Cupcakes.
Nobody. Dude, we even have some.
And we can send cupcakes to people. It's worth cupcakes. First annual cupcakes.
Hey, we have cupcakes here,
mini
everybody.
Cupcakes.
Okay,
well, little do you know, but we're actually in a stadium with a crowd of 40,000 people.
Jay-Z is here.
They've all been instructed to be very quiet.
Yeah, Jay-Z is here, but
he's going to present Queedle of the Year, actually.
That's right. Oh, sorry. That's 50
That's
Cent. 50 sorry.
Cent. Quiet, 50 Cent.
Stop it, 50 Cent.
Yeah. Quiet, sir. Yeah, 99 problems.
That is Jay-Z, you idiot.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z and 50 Cent stop sounding the same. Yeah.
Shows you how much I listen to 92.5.
This is Bastian Schweinsteiger here to give out the Quiddle of the Year award. Yeah.
Quiddle of the Year. This is...
Boston
probably should be saved for last.
Yeah, yeah, this
because
is
that's
important.
The big one.
But who
what about,
cares?
What was
this
the other
is
word?
Cake party.
Just throw it up.
So Quiddle we would like Quiddle to give our fan appreciation. We'll give out the number one fan of the year award.
Right.
I would like Derek to announce the winner of the number one fan of
the
year.
Number one fan of the year.
Do you remember who it is?
I do. I was trying to. You ruined it.
I forgot.
You ruined
okay,
the
wait,
suspense.
Wait, then we can start again. Number one
fan
of
the
year
is.
Shh, quiet.
Emily Johnson! Yeah!
Woo! If you heard that, you really wanted to know.
Good
all
job,
six
Emily.
Of you.
Emily Johnson for giving, actually, you know what? Applying something we talked about.
Yeah.
Once. We talked about something
Tyler, why don't
on
you share
computers.
It? Yeah, sure.
Text. Listen to every episode to find out what it was.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree with him. Make them listen.
It was about... It was about Microsoft.
Waste more of your finite time. You just spilled soda. Oh, gosh.
All over my queen.
So Dylan just performed the sickest Naven of the year by spilling his drink all over himself.
My Naven feels sick after Taco Bell, but that's okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, so...
Emily, just contact us at one of our phone numbers, and then we will get you a mini cupcake.
We got a mini
cupcake
for you.
I will post this on Facebook so you don't have to, because you'll be listening. You'll be seeing that before you'll be listening 17 minutes into anything.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you guys are going to force people to listen to a podcast, so understand what we're talking about. They need to listen that they got.
That's
award.
How we do it. We say, Emily Johnson, you might have won something on the
1985
podcast announcement.
Like,
you
stupid
clickbait. Do you know what clickbait is?
I have no idea.
Clickbait is everything stupid on the internet that you see. It's like,
that's everything stupid?
Yes.
Everything that is stupid on
is
the
that
internet
everything,
is clickbait.
That's everything stupid on the internet.
Yes, that's what I meant. There was a comma. So, no, it's those really dumb articles you see that are... Okay, you read a newspaper, you see the headline, it tells you exactly what the story is going to be about, right?
Yeah.
It's like, man sells old car. It's like, okay, this article is going to be about how this guy sold his car.
Gotcha.
Clickbait is the stuff that's like, this man went into a store, you won't believe what he did next.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like...
He bought a car.
I'm not clicking on that.
Yeah.
Because this is dumb.
Yeah.
My favorite is...
I caught on to that a while ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what it's called, though. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Yeah. Clickbait.
It's a new word.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
How could Disney miss this? And like an arrow going off screen.
Yeah, and you're like, oh no.
You're like, oh darn.
And they give the first like sentence, it's like, and then the boy pulled out, and then
it's like, oh darn, every time. How come that happens every time?
Every time. It's unfair.
Yeah.
How unfortunate. Our journalists don't know how to measure the length of words anymore.
You know,
in this,
I have to quote Brian Regan. I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know. We just... I can't be bothered
to
click on it. So I guess I'll never know.
Turn to page 4B to find out the rest.
Well,
I guess we'll never know.
Just never gonna find out.
We'll never know what that man did with his old sandbox.
You'll never guess what happened next. You're right. I never will. I will never guess.
Next up on the awards docket, and I know they're listening. They're here in this. They're here in the
stadium. Yeah, they're here.
Leonardo DiCaprio's here.
Sorry,
he's not nominated this year, unfortunately.
Yeah,
when did he get nominated for?
But he's here because he wanted to.
Wasn't he a Queedle of the Year honorable mention?
I think he was lifetime Queedle Achievement Award. Because
that's a real thing.
It is now.
It is now. Because we said so. This is the greatest thing. The fact that we're on the internet means that we are legitimate.
Yeah. We had to take.
You know how hard it is to get on the internet?
We had to take last year's lifelong Queedle Achievement Award for Bill Cosby for many different reasons.
We had to take that away.
That had to go. For the dignity of the award, it just had to leave.
If you get the award taken from you, the Queedle of the Year, because it would ruin the dignity of the Queedle of the Year, then you did something very wrong.
I had to dig it out of a landfill to take it back.
So, you know how you're talking about it's hard to get on the internet. I once read this...
how you said that? Yeah.
No, you know how there's like forums you can go online and like post a question and people can answer, like Yahoo Answers.
Yahoo Answers is the greatest thing that's ever happened to mankind.
So this guy, he's on one of those forums. I don't know what it was, but he's just like, can anyone tell me how to get YouTube to come film you? I don't know how everybody's getting their videos onto YouTube. I can't find out how to get YouTube to come film me. Can someone please tell me? I have all these great movie ideas. I just need YouTube to come film me.
That's funny. Like,
I will change my name to YouTube, and I will charge that man $250 an hour. I am YouTube. Steep,
my name is YouTube.
I am from...
Get the band. Just get the band YouTube. Bono.
YouTube
Bono. Bono could convince him.
YouTube Bono.
YouTube, that's YouTube Bono.
That's what YouTube stands for.
The YouTube, the B is the Bono. It's the beginning of Bono.
Biano.
So, I'm no, Bono's Biano. Manager, so what are your movie ideas? It's better be...
I bet they are horrible.
This needs to be better than Sneezing Panda Baby.
No, I'm sure it's going to start out with, so these aliens. It's just... No.
I'd just be like, alright man, do
Speaking
your thing.
Speaking of aliens... And okay. Movie of the Year. And movie Aliens.
Year. Oh, yeah. So what were our nominations?
The final three were Lego Movie.
Lego Movie. Interstellar.
Interstellar.
And
Live, Die, Repeat. Live, Die, Die, Tomorrow. Repeat. With Tom.
Okay, Kyler. I want you to announce the winner.
The winner?
Did we figure it out?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Before the show. Do you remember?
Yeah. I'll go with whatever he said, yeah.
Yeah, the winner is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah! Yeah! Guardians of the Galaxy.
So they won.
Yeah. my vote was Interstellar, but that's okay.
Chris Pratt is here. Oh, quiet. He's distracted. Sorry.
Yeah.
Drink your juice.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk.
Chris Pratt. Pratt.
Well,
okay, by the way, Chris Pratt casting for Jurassic Park, horrible idea. Listen. Because I can't look at Chris Pratt and think of anybody else other than Andy Dwyer.
No, I can think of is Burt Macklin, FBI.
Yeah.
So, have I told you my wonderful movie idea?
You do a Burt Macklin.
So these aliens.
So it's, yes, it's a movie, and it's partners. It's one of those, like, you know, two idiot guys that are partners, like, solving crimes type movie.
Like a comedy.
Just a classic, one of those. So it's
like the other guys.
It's Burt Macklin, FBI.
Okay.
Partners with Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
No, partners with Michael. Partners
Come
with
on.
Michael Scarn.
Michael Scarn would be better.
Yeah. Michael
Scott's movie screen, remember?
Movie script
Michael
idea.
Scarn? Did you ever
Michael
remember?
Michael Scarn?
No.
Midnight, is it like...
You don't remember that?
No.
It's one of my favorite episodes.
It is great.
Midnight Train or something
like
that.
Yeah, he has like a whole script for a movie starring Michael Scott, but it's called Michael Scarn and he's a secret agent. Oh, it's great.
It's amazing.
Maybe it could be all three of them.
Yes.
Okay, well, who else was in my
Paul
brain?
Blart.
Why don't we do the ninja? Because doesn't he? He's a star of his own TV show now, right?
Who?
Andy Dwyer in Parks and Rec in the newest season. He has his own TV show, and he's a karate.
Johnny
guy.
Karate.
Johnny Karate. So Johnny Karate and Burt Macklin work together, and Jonathan Karate.
Jonathan Karate. Anyone who's ever seen Parks and Rec will,
yeah,
think we're the greatest people in the whole world. Everyone else.
I've always
had. They are the greatest people on earth. Because they suck.
Of course.
Sorry, I don't want to talk over anybody.
No, you're fine. I was done talking.
I've always had this brilliant idea where I want to make like a very dark and violent movie, but I want it to take place in the same universe as Napoleon Dynamite. Like, there's like subtle nuance, like clues that it's the same universe. Like, they're in Idaho. And they, like, bump into Kip at, like, a gas station, but it's, like, terribly dark and depressing. And it's just, like, overly violent.
It's gotta be...
It's canon with the Napoleon Dynamite.
It's gotta be, like, No Country for Old Men.
Exactly, like...
And
like,
he's in the DI. Yeah. As you see Napoleon in the background getting the ninja things, you know, and like, oh yeah. And then
yeah.
There's the dude just like covered in blood, just like shopping for new clothes.
But I don't want it to like interfere.
I'm eating a cupcake. Sorry.
I don't want it to interfere with the story.
Didn't bring anything.
What?
Dirk's eating our trophies.
Yeah. He won host of the year.
okay, sweet.
I didn't like, but I don't want that movie to to interfere with Napoleon Dynamite, the story at all. But I want it to be like the truck that drives by is the one that gets hit with the football by Uncle Rico, like weird stuff like that. But have it not affect the story whatsoever. But just in the background of Napoleon Dynamite, just like people are getting murdered and like. Like human,
while Napoleon is on stage dancing,
yeah, it's like human trafficking, like, and like the worst stuff you could think of. I feel like that'd be such a good idea.
As Napoleon is dancing on stage behind the curtain, the murder is just like strangling a student, like, and
like dragging
doing this goofy thing. You know?
You can hear the music like faintly in the background. He's like dragging her in the back of the hand. Oh my gosh, this is dark. Yeah. Oh, time for Queedle of the Year.
Queedle,
we did Queedle
that.
Of the Year.
We didn't give it to Alex yet.
We didn't give it to Alex yet.
Queedle of the Year. All we announced is that it wasn't Bill
this
Cosby.
This is the big one, guys. It's not Bill Cosby who had to vacate it. The winner, it's also not Lance Armstrong. Also had to vacate his.
Hey, you know what? I have to stand up for him. Yes, he was doing drugs. But he was destroying people who were doing much harder drugs than him.
He was.
He was killing people who were doing way more drugs than him.
I've always had the opinion.
Yeah.
There should be three different Olympics. There should be three different. There should be the steroid Olympics, the normal Olympics, and the special Olympics. No one would watch the normal Olympics in that.
Never again.
Olympics would be amazing.
The steroid Olympics.
Dude, it's like, I got the newest steroid, I win.
The high jump record has now been set at 14 and a half feet by that guy.
Or girl, I don't know.
Whatever that is. By that grizzly bear.
Did you know they had a grizzly bear entered into a hot dog eating contest?
How many hot dogs did this grizzly bear
eat? I don't know. It was like 55? 60?
Wow. How did...
No, it beat the you know that Asian guy who's like...
Yeah. Kobayashi?
Yeah, Kobayashi. Beat him.
It beat that guy?
Yeah. Do you know why? Because they starved the bear.
Did they?
And then it came out just like ferociously hungry. And he was just
why
like throwing Kobayashi? Hot dogs in, and then he just ate all the hot dogs.
I can just picture the most furious bear I've ever seen. Like,
he was called, what was he called? I can't remember.
Just eating hot dogs in rage.
Okay, I probably shouldn't have done that.
I wonder what animal do you think could eat hot dogs faster than a bear?
Not a snake, you gotta do them one at a time. Worst idea anyone's ever had. Kobayashi's killing the snake.
What about a python?
No, I'm telling you, even then.
No, a python, dude, if it like unlocked its jaw.
It unlocks its jaw. Congratulations, you can eat three hot dogs now.
It can eat an entire deer.
And it'll take.
If you can link all those hot dogs together with the buns into like
a
deer shaped
bag, dude.
Deer sized like body, I think the python can
eat. No, it's the python that ate the baby hippo. It still takes like six. It still takes like 6 hours to get to that point. Like, to get to the point where it's all the way in, it's way too long.
I think it can still be in.
I would
totally.
snake, like a garbage snake is by far the worst.
Dylan, why did you go with snakes?
Because it's narrow. It's like the same size and shape.
Okay, maintain composure. People aren't laughing.
Something's got to... Eat more hot dogs than a bear.
Sharks?
Elephants? Sharks could eat. Dude, a shark could eat a bear.
As long as you shape them into like a seal shape and then the great white just.
Yeah, you could eat a lot of hot dogs.
Dude, My other bet would be a whale shark, just like, this is plankton. Or like, just get a bunch of plankton and then just have hot dogs in the foreground. Because it'll swallow the hot... That's why it swallows people. That, you know, people have been swallowed by whale sharks before, just because it's like, who knows, near the plankton. I mean, it's dead now, that's okay.
Oh, wow. That was such a crazy experiment.
T-Rex. Alex wins Queedle of the Year.
Yes.
There you go.
Congratulations, Alex.
After that snake diatribe, you win Queedle. I want to interview you next podcast, and you better be crying, and you better make a You Are the Real MVP joke.
What are you talking about, Dylan? He's here. Alex is in the audience.
But he's overwhelmed by tears. We can't interview
him. Yeah, we can't interview him right now. It's okay, Alex. It's fine.
Why, out of all the people in the world, why would Alex sit next to Steven Spielberg? I mean,
yeah, why? I don't even. Because he just ruined the other.
Why is he sitting next to Lady Gaga? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I think they're dating.
That's weird. Lady Gaga did get engaged last week. I just saw the ring.
Oh, did she?
On Valentine's Day.
Engaged?
I don't know to what. I don't know to what.
To what?
Specifically. Maybe it was a hot dog eating snake.
So Alex is not dating her. Then that just begs the question, why are you sitting next to her?
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, album of the year.
Album of the year. We'd had that.
We do now.
Album of the year.
It was going to be the poop song.
Poop song from 2 years ago.
The poop song by the toilet bowl cleaners on Spotify?
Click link here.
Yeah, no, how about we just listen to a little section of it right
now? We can only play 14 seconds
okay.
by FCC regulations.
Okay, that's fine. Poop. There's plenty of stuff in that part.
We would like to have a moment of silence for the poop song.
Okay, remember 14 seconds. Ready? Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Okay, stop! Stop it! Wait, stop it!
How long was that?
We're gonna get sued! Imagine the toilet bowl cleaners having like a huge like litigation.
We want to sue the toilet bowl cleaners has taken Cake Party Podcast to court this week.
People are like, two. Who are either of those?
It's on like TMZ, like, and they're like, I don't know what this is.
It'd be great to have paparazzi follow us around because I would laugh the whole
would
time.
Would it really be
okay,
great?
Okay, do you know what? I know that the paparazzi are horrible. Like, they're not horrible people, but the things that they do are awfully invasive, right?
Yeah.
I would love to be the guy that scared the paparazzi. I'd be the celebrity that hid. And as they're, like, standing outside the house, like, is he here? Is he here? Just like, boom! Ah! He's here! And then run away. I'd be like Batman. I'd be Batman. Like, where is he? And then then one of the paparazzi guys just disappears.
I would hire people to be Batman. Like, sneak up on people taking pictures of me.
Scare them. Just do it. It'd be funny.
That's,
Oh, so you don't like it when people hide and sneak around and, like, surprise you? That's really funny. That's what I would say.
But what you need to do is you need to become a celebrity, make the money, but just become so marginalized and, like, no one cares about you anymore that the paparazzi, like, don't follow you around. Gary Busey gets made fun of a lot. Gary Busey doesn't deal with any paparazzi anymore. Gary Busey just, like, lives his life, and he has all the money in the world.
Yeah, you just have to basically be a good person, and they won't care. Yeah.
Well, Gary Busey's crazy and not a good person, but, like, they leave
just
him alone.
How he is.
He's unstable.
See, so, yeah, like, you just have to be somebody that is decent.
I wonder if I could become a celebrity by being a paparazzi person. That in every paparazzi picture I take is a selfie of me with, like, that celebrity in the background.
Or if you could just find a way to get your body into every single paparazzi photo. So, like, as they're taking pictures Brangelina, you're just
like
a
Slender Man outfit.
Yeah. And they're just like, who's this guy? It turns out he's paparazzi. Now, his picture is worth thousands of dollars. Then you take pictures of yourself.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got the pictures of Spider-Man. Here you go.
You know who
that's
else?
So sad that we just did that.
You know who else does it right? people like Banksy, who just, you know, you never know who it is, or people like...
Who's Banksy?
He's a street artist guy.
Oh, is he?
This paints massive murals on buildings, like, overnight.
Yeah.
Really?
They're
no
worth,
seen
like,
him?
They're worth so
a lot
much.
Of money. Your building, like property value shoots up if there's a Banksy on it.
Yeah.
So Banksy does it right because no one knows who or what, because a lot of people think it's a group of people Banksy is. The other one is Daft Punk, because they always wear their helmets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their robot helmets.
And Modest,
and Kiss.
Kiss
does that too, right?
What is it? Deadmau5.
Deadmau5. Yeah, he wears his little
Started taking that off more recently, which I'm like, you're stupid.
Oh, that's too bad.
For doing that. Because Daft Punk's like, Daft Punk could walk through these doors right now. I bet I could still say, hey, you're Daft Punk, because they're probably weirdos.
Well, they're in the audience.
Like,
so.
Yeah. Hey, Daft Punk.
Hey, guys.
I think
you're taking off your helmets.
Yeah, one of them's named John Cloud. So, there you go.
Thanks.
Is it John Cloud or Jean Cloud?
It's probably Jean Cloud.
Jean Cloud?
Jean Cloud Gion. Oh, there's no T-I-O-N. Okay, sorry.
Something beautiful came back today.
French Toast Crunch.
French
Toast Crunch
so
is back.
Good.
You had it?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fantastic. Oh, wait, no, I didn't. Sorry, I had Honeycomb Crunch.
Dude, that's totally different.
I know.
Honey Smackers?
It's still really, really good. Honey Smackers.
Honey Smack, like the little honey.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
I had
that on Sunday. Good.
They were so good. The person who poured the milk into it did like the perfect ratio of milk and cereal. I will trust them forever.
Dylan, what came back? What's beautiful that came back?
Because I love sports so much, and I'm out of sports to watch.
Please don't say NASCAR.
No, Champions League is back. And I feel like every...
Bowling?
League is...
Soccer.
All the teams in Europe, all the best teams play in a tournament. I feel like every sport should do that. And, like, American football, we would just win every year. Like,
it'd be so sad.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous. But I want, like... Right now is kind of a, like, I'm sorry, the NBA is kind of unwatchable, but, like, right now, till the end of the year, it's kind of a sports dead period.
Mm.
I want curling to become a bigger deal in the United
States. Curling,
huh? Because I could watch curling
so boring.
All
I could
day.
I
you really watch that?
And I want more tennis.
I could watch tennis.
I think bouldering should, well, I'm a climber, obviously, but I think bouldering is a very fun spectator sport. I really do.
Yeah, it is.
I think it could become popular.
Boulder
Especially
City, like on Pokemon?
Where Brock is.
That's where Brock is, yeah. Do you think he boulders?
Probably.
Brock
probably lives in Boulder, Colorado. Boulder City.
That's probably the real life inspiration.
Yeah, I bet Brock lives there.
Is he Boulder? Does he train his Geode to Boulder with him?
Does he have E-Boulder?
That was so dumb. Tyler, it's over.
There's been so many great awkward pauses in this episode.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that these awards, I'm so glad we could host them. Next year they will be more polished because I gave these guys 10 minutes worth of notice that the greatest and most significant award of the award season, we only had 10 minutes notice to come up with nominees. So next year, we will be accepting nominees from the 5 people that listen to this. And
yeah.
Three of
the
which
first
are
five.
Kyler.
So hurry.
Oh, you know what else is back sports-wise? And I watch it confused and bewildered.
Polo?
No. Cricket. The Cricket World Cup is happening right now.
I don't even know how...
Did you
okay,
turn it
so,
on one
wait,
day
wait, wait,
and
wait,
come
wait,
back
wait,
a week
wait.
Later and realize it was the same game?
So the pitcher and the hitter are the same on the same team. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
Because I'm pretty... So. No, I think that... Because isn't it that you hit the ball and then while the other team is catching it and trying to throw it back, you're trying to run and like knock over a pin? Or
I think that's kick the can.
No. This is cricket. There's like 3 pins on each side, and you have to like run back and forth. I don't know.
Yes.
And that's why the World Cup is going on, so that we will know.
World Cup of Cricket's fantastic.
Did you just say it's fantastic?
I have no idea what's going on, and it's great.
is it always like Egypt versus Morocco? Like
no.
India versus
Australia.
Sri Lanka.
Do you know what the name of Australia's national cricket team is called?
Something to do with some animal that only lives in Australia.
The Baggy Greens is what they're called.
Baggy Greens.
It's amazing. The
I guess so, yeah.
My favorite national team mascot, or name representing, the North Korean women's national soccer team, is the Golden Girls. And every time I see that, I die. I'm like, is the logo just like a picture of all five Golden Girls sitting around a table?
North Korea has an international soccer team?
Yeah, their men's team went to the World Cup in South Africa.
North Korea?
Yeah, and got obliterated. There's actually...
And they went back to North Korea and
they probably told them they won.
To them.
Oh, no. That's
they probably told
I was
going to
bring this
won.
Up. As far as North Korea is concerned, they made it to the final. And they highlighted all this footage that they didn't win the final because the West didn't want them to win the final. But it showed...
Perfect propaganda.
Yeah,
that exactly. Is perfect.
They weren't allowed to watch it live, but the North Koreans... two of the coaches were armed, and then those two coaches had four handlers that were armed. So they made those four handlers were to make sure the two coaches with guns didn't defect as well, and the two coaches with guns were made there to make sure that the players didn't defect. So like it was like this pyramid of like if you run away, you will end up getting shot
we'll,
by
we'll
somebody.
Shoot you, yeah. There's like four people in line that will shoot you.
Yeah, it is. It might have been a Vice doc, but they did I saw a documentary about that their appearance, and they ended up getting
I thought they won Queedle of the Year. No, they were best thing of 2014.
Yes,
North
worst
Korea.
Thing I thought.
No, best thing. They are the best
yeah,
thing. They are the
because
funniest
the country
thing.
Waged a war on a on
they
an
are,
electronics
they
company.
The funniest thing of 2014,
dude,
is North Korea.
If you pointed a camera at North Korea, it would just be Wacky Sax the entire time, the Benny Hill theme.
That one?
Yeah. And then my favorite. It'd be
that's
that on loop for 24 hours if you had a camera.
Everybody's walking around with their heads on the ground. It was just sad.
It's sad, and things will change there eventually, but right now it's just so crazy and ridiculous that. It's funny. And not funny.
And it's over.